All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Daniel Cohen, the CEO of Pharmadrug. And Daniel, it's good to have you back again. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, really interesting news release out today. A supply agreement you've signed with a European company. Now, just before we get into the deal itself, let's take a step back, because I remember you in the past telling me that the challenge that you've always had is supply, because it's not that you don't have clients, it's just you need to service those clients. So this seems to me to be something that's going to solve that problem for you, especially in Germany.
Most definitely. To step back, as well, we currently sell Bedrocan and another product from Canada. We run out of inventory all the time, specifically on the Bedrocan. And so as soon as you start to get sales momentum, you start to grow the number of pharmacies you deal with and the volume you sell to those pharmacies, you run out of stock. Every time we get a shipment of Bedrocan, we run out. We get zero inventory, and then we got to wait. And that's obviously a hindrance to growth. Now we've started carrying the Canadian product, and we're starting to build that up. We've hired more salespeople. We have a very senior pharmaceutical sales person who has joined us to lead that team and lead that effort. All we need is product. And so that's why this is a milestone agreement for us. Firstly, the market is moving towards oils. We saw it in Canada. We saw it in the several states in the United States that have, some kind of legalization that, starts with flour and then oil, has a huge increase in market share. That is starting to happen in Germany. So to bring our own product under our own brand and for it to be oil is the key product for Germany at this point in time. Secondly, we're going to have our own brand. Which means that we are going to be able to increase our presence, increase our brand, be able to sell to the pharmacies, grow the number of pharmacies that we sell to, the volume that we sell to them, but we're going to start selling to wholesalers as well. So that's huge. So we're really excited about that. And thirdly, the most important thing here is that we're finally going to have enough inventory to manage our growth. We sell to more pharmacies. The more they buy from us, the more that they have a supply that is not interrupted, the more they start to deal with us again. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, they want to make sure that if they're going to, present that to their clients, that they have it from you to begin with. So that's an important point. This is going to come together fairly quickly as well. You're hoping to have this ready to go September 2021, so this year.
Yeah. So, we've dealt with some Canadians in the past, and the problem was that, we were supposed to get an inspection for one LP in Canada who we believed was up to par. But COVID happened and we couldn't bring the regulator from Germany to Canada. And then we started dealing with a Canadian LP that already has their GMP, but, we're still working with them. But, there are issues with dealing with overseas. And now we're dealing with a Eurozone company. They have had their GMP inspection from their country's regulator. We have had our preliminary inspection. We're very comfortable that it's going to meet the requirements. And we're very confident that once we have our final inspection in June, which we need to do to fulfill our own GMP requirements, that we can start getting the product in September. There's no need to worry about overseas shipping. There's no need to worry about Health Canada having to approve the export. This is within the Eurozone. And as long as we fulfill the requirements, the product will be created, manufactured, and shipped to us, and we will start selling this in September.
All right. Well, congratulations on this, Daniel. Great to see you again. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Great seeing you too.
All right, Daniel Cohen, CEO of Pharmadrug.